This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftism reveals itself continually, but at times you have to know how to interpret it. For example, I cover Chicago violent crime a lot, usually after the weekends, and I don't cover it because I'm trying to scare you. And I don't cover it in order to drone on about the obvious, that Chicago is a dangerous city. Chicago is the number 71 most dangerous city in America. And I cover what's there because what I want you to understand is that leftism is unbelievably dangerous, and I cover it to make the bigger points. At all levels, leftists see life as insignificant. They don't care about you. Not at street level, not at the highest level of the federal government. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go check out the flickfest.com, our movie site, whether you like movies or not. And if you like my show, donate that $5 a month to join the Flickfest. Watch a few movies. I guarantee you will enjoy them. We're going to load up 100 movies a month that are award winners every single month. And eventually, the app that will work on your smart TV, even though you can get our site on your smart TV, it will be an app soon. And you will be able to enjoy the same level of quality of Hollywood without the nonsense. And you will be helping the cause. Because we have huge things I want to do with this. I'm restructuring the organization so we can take it public, so we can grow it by leaps and bounds. But we need your help. Check it out. The Flick Fest. .com. The Flick Fest. FlickFest. THE. TheFlickFest.com. Because what you do, not only, and look, are you helping me make a few bucks? Sure you are. But I'm not going out buying a McLaren or a Lamborghini. I'm putting it back into the thing so we can change culture. That's why we do this. And so, look, it's your money. You can do what you want. But if you want to help me, if you want to make it a late birthday present, you want to make it an early Christmas present, whatever, do it. I promise you, I'm not taking the money out. I have not taken a single dime out of the FlickFest, and we started it back in January. Not a dime. And I won't. I won't for probably a year or more. And the reason is we have to grow this thing to make it something that's worth it, that people will come and pay attention to. I want to do a commercial for it. But I want to say, if you're listening to this program and you want to help me, that's one way to do it. But you're helping the cause. And now, I'm going to say this because I want people to understand. I'm unapologetically a capitalist. If this site makes me $1 million a month I can put in my pocket, so be it. You will have helped in that growth. I will never forget you. And when I am running around in my Lamborghini, I will think fondly of you. But the likelihood of that happening is pretty slim. I'm not going to go buy a Lamborghini. I'm just going to go put it into something else. The money into something that furthers our cause. You don't have very many people that are like that. I'm telling you, there's some disingenuous people here. That's all they care about is making money for themselves. I care about what our messaging and marketing is going forward. So I hope you check this out. TheFlickFest.com. So these leftists are dangerous. I cover this information because I want you, I don't want you thinking about the numbers. The numbers and the people who are killed and things like that are not the issue here. There's a bigger issue in learning, for example, that over the last weekend, 36 people got shot and 11 of them were killed. Now, the previous weekend before, 93 people were shot and 16 were killed. So obviously, Chicagoans are much better shots this week than they were last week. Maybe they've been going to the range. 36 people shot, 11 of them killed. And by the way, these were the unofficial numbers. The numbers changed throughout the week. But here's what I want to show you. I want to give you an idea of who's being killed. Yet again, 47-year-old man and a 34-year-old man were inside a home. Both of them were shot and killed. 47-year-old man was Sean Young, shot in the head and the buttocks, pronounced dead at the scene. The 34-year-old wasn't killed. 34-year-old shot in the left hand and right shoulder, taken to the hospital. 34 and 47 years old. Guarantee you these two were black. Guarantee you the person who shot them were black and not a cop. But you're not going to hear much more about this. By the way, we've got other things I want to talk about, because there's a college kid that was shot and killed. I want to talk about that. But I'm going to go through these stats of who were killed, because I want you to understand the bigger meaning here. I also want you to know that Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, is pretending that violence is going down. I want you to think about that as I talk to you about what's happening in this country, the war on young blacks by other blacks. 6:20 p.m., a 39-year-old man shot on the sidewalk when someone in a light-colored vehicle pulled up and shot him in the chest. Now, do we know the backstory on this? Don't know. I don't know whether they knew the guy, he owed him money, bad dope deal, don't know. But here's what I can tell you. A guy felt safe enough to be walking on the street, a car pulls up, shoots him in the chest, kills him deader than disco, and you don't know anything about it. There will be no parades, there will be no protests, no justice, no peace, nothing. And as you listen to these stories, I want you to understand these are black folks getting killed by other black folks. This isn't a cop shooting this guy. There weren't any witnesses saying, oh man, he had his hands up and that cop just walked over there and shot him like that. There were witnesses there that saw exactly what happened. Could tell you it was a light colored van with a black gentleman in it that walked up and shot this other guy, drove up and shot him and drove off. That's what you'll hear. Victim was pronounced dead at Chicago Medical Center. Shortly after 7:30 p.m. Friday, a man on the sidewalk was shot in the head and neck. Victim pronounced dead at the scene. A 31-year-old man was killed in a shooting in midday hours Saturday, and they tell you the neighborhood. He was walking on the block on the sidewalk when a vehicle pulled up next to him. And someone inside shot him in the right flank and right leg. He was taken to the hospital, and he was pronounced deader than disco. More when we come back, folks. I have a bigger point to make.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her, and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists don't care about your life. Don't be fooled into thinking that they do. You are not safe in any major city. The cops can't help you. The only person that can help you is God. If you go visit Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, you name it. The 71st worst city for crime in the country is what I'm focused on right now in Chicago. And I'm giving you black on black crime. And you are not going to have a leftist organization of any type, not the NAACP, not the National Urban League, not Black Lives Matter, not Antifa. Nobody will shed a tear for any of these black folks I'm telling you about who were killed doing normal life. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Go see my movie, Bleeding Blue, bleedingbluemovie.com. And you will understand why I made that movie. You'll get it. You'll understand what these statistics mean. And tell a friend that we have to get the truth out about this stuff, folks. While all this is going on, black folks killing each other in droves, what does the Biden administration want to do? Force you to learn critical race theory. Because black people are so oppressed. Let me tell you, if black people are so oppressed, the biggest oppressors of other black people are black people who don't have a concern for the lives of anybody. The people that they claim to, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Let me see, does Black Lives Matter for this 29-year-old guy who was shot and killed Saturday afternoon? He said the victim was inside a car when somebody shot in his car on the left side, pronounced dead at the hospital. Two men were also killed in a double homicide Saturday afternoon in the West Inglewood neighborhood. Police said a 21-year-old man and a 33-year-old man were in a gas station parking lot when someone in a dark-colored vehicle pulled up and started shooting. Hey, for the record, any of these sound like cop-related? And you want to know why they use words like this? 21-year-old man, 33-year-old man, dark-colored vehicle pulled up, blah, blah, blah. Why they don't give you who it is? They don't want to give you many names. They don't want to give you the details. Black man, Hispanic man, white man, because they're all black. So here's what we got. The 33-year-old of these last two homicides, shot in the chest. He was pronounced dead. 20-year-old was shot in the body, pronounced dead at the scene. They identified the younger man. You ready? Jalen Anderson. Yeah, that's a good white name, isn't it? There were also two attacks on Saturday in which three people were shot. And in both of those incidents, at least one person was killed. Get this. Police said two men and a woman were on the sidewalk, to tell you where, when someone shot all three of them. 26-year-old shot in the head and neck, pronounced dead at the scene. 22-year-old was shot in the shoulder, taken to the hospital in good condition. 23-year-old woman shot in the right shoulder. Walking down the street. Hey, how safe is it where you live? I live in an area of Arizona where we looked at the statistics and said, you can walk down the street safely. I want you to understand, in cities all over this country, people doing normal everyday stuff are being killed. You have to ask yourself, what's going on? Are these gang initiations? Are these hits? What's happening? 11 people killed, 36 people shot in Chicago. That's a good number. 36 people on a hot weekend. That's impressive for Chicago. When you consider the weekend before, 93 people were shot and 16 were killed. Unbelievable. I look at these numbers and it makes me want to cry out for black people. But it also makes me say, what would make you think that you can embarrass me about my blackness? And, oh, Kevin, you ain't black enough. You mean I ain't putting myself in enough situations to get myself killed enough? You're right. I'm not black enough. I'm not going to do it. Call me white boy for all you want, because I don't want to be around you thugs. And I'll tell you what they really are. They are Ingas. Okay? You get it? They are Ingas. A man of an unknown age was shot Sunday evening. The man was near the street when someone came up, took out a gun, fired shots. Victim struck in the head, neck, and abdomen, pronounced dead at the hospital. A man also suffering life-threatening injuries Sunday morning in a shooting. They tell you where. He was on the expressway. Said the 30-year-old man was driving outbound on the expressway when he veered off the road to the left, crashed into the concrete median before coming to rest on the shoulder. He suffered life-threatening injuries while three of his passengers, a 23-year-old Oakland woman, a 22-year-old Chicago man, and a 22-year-old hometown man, were not shot or injured. But somebody shot him, probably road rage. Because we all know Black Lives Matter, right? Now, that was the weekend report. I blasted through it because I wanted to get to what Lori Lightfoot said during a press conference last month. She said the city was seeing a downward trend in violent crime. Now, the report says she's technically right. Aggravated batteries, robberies, sexual assaults had declined. But Lightfoot's critics included many conservatives who were quick to point out that her claims brushed past numbers that were not as rosy. The jumps in shootings and homicides. Let me take it a step further. If you believe in Chicago that aggravated batteries, robberies, and sexual assaults are declined. You should be sold, what? I don't know, mountains in New Orleans. We use that too often. Now, give me something good. You should be sold something because you are a rube. If you believe that all the rest of the violent crime is down, but the homicides are up, the shootings and the homicides are up. It makes no sense because it isn't true. They're statistically manipulating because they want you to believe that. That most people are not reporting their aggravated robberies, aggravated batteries. They're not reporting their robberies. And sexual assault is probably so underreported now it's ridiculous because you can get away with anything in Chicago. And I want to remind you, Chicago is the 71st most violent city in America. And we focus on it because it's a big city. Number one is St. Louis. Little city. Not too far from Chicago. A couple hundred miles. Few hours drive. A fraction of the size. And it's much more deadly. Homicides so far this year, they say, are up 33% compared to the same period in 2000, in the previous year. So Lori Lightfoot wants to take the statistics and manipulate them and say, "Woo-hoo-hoo, look, this is all down." I don't believe the ones I just told you about. But how can you do this? You're looking for something to make people feel good about when you look, just practically ignore the death and mayhem happening in your city.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says they're prepared to adjust monetary policy if inflation increases beyond levels in line with their goals. Powell said while testifying before a House, inflation will likely remain high in the coming months before moderating. However, Powell said there's currently strong economic growth, driven by coronavirus vaccinations. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is suing the Biden administration to restart border wall construction.
The Constitution says that the president and an executive or agency cannot ignore the will of the people as appropriated through Congress.
He says Congress allocated more than $5 billion to construct fencing and walls around the southern border. Bush joining Arizona AG Mark Brnovich, who announced Monday that he's seeking an injunction against Biden's efforts to stop border wall construction. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court is making a ruling regarding young adults buying handguns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a federal regulation setting a minimum age for purchasing a handgun is a violation of the Second Amendment. In a divided ruling from a three-judge panel in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the 1968 law was unconstitutional, with virtually every other constitutional right applying whatever the age. The law had banned dealers from selling handguns to those under 21 years old. The Department of Justice is expected to appeal the decision to the entire Fourth Circuit.
Officials say the winter storm that hit Texas in February claimed the lives of 210 people. The Department of State Health Services adding 59 to the official death toll in yesterday's update. Most of the statewide deaths were caused by hypothermia, but others resulted from traffic accidents on icy roads, fires, and other causes. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why did I make bleeding blue? Well, 61 people were arrested. This was, I believe, on July the 4th weekend, Independence Day weekend, after the Chicago crowd hurled fireworks at officers and danced on police cars, essentially taunting the officers to arrest them and stuff. I don't know if you saw it. If you get a chance to see that video, it's amazing that the police didn't just beat the holy crap out of all 61 of the people they arrested and hundreds more. It's amazing people didn't get killed in all of it. By the way, these people had weapons. I'm talking about they had firearms on them. Many of them did. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about the futility of life. For leftists, leftists don't care about you. They don't care about your life. And I'm talking about all up the food chain, from the low-level street person you meet to the Joe Biden. They don't care. They will try to fool you into believing that they do. They will talk about, you know, they will play little commercials with African kids and other kids and talk about poverty and hunger and all these other things as they do nothing to solve the problem. They are not problem solvers. They are chaos creators. And all you got to do is go to any of their cities. I'm picking on Chicago. But you could have taken any city you wanted. The only reason why Chicago is more notable is because of the sheer volume of people. You'd have to put things into numerical perspective. For example, 36 people were shot in Chicago last week and 11 of them killed. Well, in St. Louis, which is 1/8 the size of Chicago, don't be surprised if something like 15 to 20 people were shot and 4 to 5 were killed. Well, if you do the math, St. Louis is geometrically more dangerous than Chicago. It's the number one most dangerous city. Now, the reason why I don't get into it is because Chicago has more to offer. Most people don't even know who the St. Louis mayor is. But you probably do know the Chicago mayor. It's kind of like, why do other countries always refer to the United States? Because we don't care about their countries. We don't care. People pay attention to Chicago because it is a bellwether of what's happening in the country. But I want to reiterate, it is the 71st most dangerous place. And go listen to the first two segments of this hour, and you will find out the number of people who were shot and killed, the circumstances under which they were shot and killed, and ask me who's to blame. Is it you, white person, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now? Is it you? Are you to blame with all your white privilege and all your white guilt and all the things that they claim you have and you know, all the stuff you possess? Is it that? Is it the fact that blacks haven't gotten reparations? Is it cops doing it? Who's killing these people in Chicago, in all the other cities? Well, you know the answer. It's black folks. The very same ones who want critical race theory taught, who will claim to you that they are downtrodden, and, you know, two of them in, there's institutional racism, it's keeping a brother down. And meanwhile, 36 people were shot, mostly black. 11 people were killed, mostly black. That's not talking regular death. People that committed suicides, got hit by a car, whatever. Let's not count them. These are the fatalities related directly to violent crime. The very thing that Donald Trump said, hey, Lori Lightfoot, I'll help you. And she declined twice. Now she's asking Biden, will you please help? She's asking a demented man who's never solved the problem in his life of any significance that didn't have something to do with him and his larcenous, you know, I don't know, what's the word? Larcenous? I think that's a good word. Family. The people who are racketeers out profiteering off of your efforts. Joe Biden has never solved the problem that helped his constituents and certainly nothing that's going to help us. But Lori Lightfoot says, will you please come in and help, Mr. Demento? But she turns down Donald Trump, a problem solver, a guy who starts a project and finishes a project. No, I'll wait until we get an incompetent leader. And I use my finger quotes in describing that clown. Cops aren't the problem. White people, you're not the problem. I'm happy to break it to you. The guilt trip that black folks have you on is insane. But we do have a white guilt forgiveness card that you can pick up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks if you want to absolve yourself of guilt or if you want to absolve others of it. Give it as a present. We're giving them away. I think the first 100 we're giving away for free. Go get it. Go give it to one of your friends. It's authenticated by me, a certified black man, 79%, according to the federal government ethics. What is it? Ethnicity weights and measures. I think that's who measured me. I'm not even kidding. We are. We're giving away the card. Go check it out. The futility of leftism is what we're talking about. Futile. Doesn't matter what you do, what you say, eventually leftism is going to catch up with you. It's going to make you pay. And the only way you get out of it is if you're one of the elites. Are you one of the elites? You lefties that are listening to the program, there's a couple. They're out there. They come over here. Because if you're not one of the elites, you're toast. You know a good thing or a great thing about conservatism? It doesn't buy into elitism. Conservatism can recognize that you may be noteworthy. People may know me more than they know you. But you know what it does for me? Absolutely nothing. I don't change around you. I've been around people. People walk up to me. Oh, my gosh, Kevin Jackson. And I'm with my friends. I'm like, hey, it's good to meet you. Meet my friends. They're just as important as I. Meet them. Kevin, I love your work. I appreciate that. What do you do? Well, I'm sure I would appreciate your work if I knew more about it. It's not about me. It's about you. If you're listening to any show and they aren't telling you that what they do is about you, it's about this movement, it's about the marketing and the messaging of conservatism, stay away from them. That's what drives us. That's our goal. We've had some very, very generous people. Albert, I can't thank you enough, brother. Carol, Bob, you guys, Dale and Lori, my good friends, Brad. I mean, the people that get on that find out our address and send us money, that, you know, hit that button when we send things out. Buy our merchandise. Let me tell you. You buy a t-shirt for me, it is, oh, Kevin, I bought your t-shirt, you know, I mean, it's. Do you have to like it? We have some clever stuff. We're certainly trying to be more clever. I got more t-shirts than I can shake a stick at. They're in a bin. I don't wear them, but you know what I did? I bought them. I bought them because I wanted to help the person pushing the message out. I do hope you wear our t-shirts. The latest one is, my pronoun is patriot. because, you know, this whole thing about pronouns made us say, well, what is your pronoun? Are you a he, she? I'm a patriot. How about that? See, it, no, that has no gender. It has no religious connotations. It has no sexual connotations. It's just, I'm a patriot. Wear it and wear it proudly because you're pushing a message out there. We're so afraid of getting this message out there, and we're right on message. They want to defund the police? Are you kidding? After everything I just read for you, how could they possibly want to defund the police? Why? Because we don't have the message about defending the police, and that's why I made a movie. Think I made a movie because I want to be a movie star? I want to be in the biz. Well, I kind of do. I did like that aspect of it. But I did it because I'd hope that this would bridge the gap between policing and black folks in America and change the lies of the left, set the narrative straight. Here's what I'd like you to do. If you did see the movie, make a video on your phone and let us know your thoughts. Contact me at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com so we can get your video. We would love to get your take on what we created. I think it's one of the best movies out there. BleedingBlueMovie.com. A college student was killed after a bullet struck him through a train window in Chicago. 20-year-old university student died over the weekend after being struck in the neck by a stray bullet while riding on Chicago public transit. Wow! Can you get a better story for leftism? The guy's on public transit. He's a college and university student, likely indoctrinated, and he catches a stray bullet that kills him. And they're not going to protest. Not for Max Lewis, commuting home from his internship when a round burst through the window, the train's window, entered the back of his neck. He died at the hospital a few days later. They say he wasn't the intended target. Really? It wasn't a sniper trying to get old Max? You know, the gentle giant on his way to college. Oh, that's right. It wasn't a cop that shot Max. It was some stupid perp out there shooting at somebody else that shot Max. And they'll never find him. So we get no justice, no peace. Friends of Lewis, who studied economics and computer science, one of my kids studied that as well, described him as a social yet serious student who loved the grind. Not anymore.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We went for two reasons. One, to bring Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell, as I said at the time. The second reason was to eliminate Al-Qaeda's capacity to deal with more attacks in the United States from that territory. We accomplished both of those objectives.
Of course, that was creepy, sleepy Joe. Couldn't even remember what he was going to say. And that first point was, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That's the nightmare the leftists have to wake up to every day. What's this guy going to do? When's the cake going to hit the fan? Let's face it, he ain't getting any younger. Talking about futility of life for leftists. Futility. Futility. Not utility. Futility. It's futile. Final numbers were reported for Chicago's Independence Day weekend shootings. Originally, it was between 37 and 80-something. Then, the official count went to 93 shot, 16 killed. And now, we get the official numbers of 104 people shot, 19 killed on Independence Day weekend. Emil Cioran, who was I believe he's Hungarian, he said, since all life is futility, then the decision to exist must be the most irrational of all. Spoken like somebody who really understood leftists. Rollo May, who's a writer, he says, while one might laugh at the meaningless boredom of people a decade or two ago, the emptiness for now has, for many, now moved from the state of boredom to a state of futility and despair, which holds promise of dangers. When people get futile, when they believe all hope is lost, you get what we have right now. I was talking about this kid from Chicago, a good kid, going to college, doing his thing, same degrees as my third son, economics and computer science. By the way, my son went to work for GM. He's an amazing programmer, but he didn't get a computer science degree. He just learned how to program on his own. But he knows math like a whiz and economic models. And when GM hired him, they said, you know, what do you think, what's going to be your career in a couple years? He says, well, your programmers will outdo me at first. But he says they can't build economic models. So I can learn how to code better, but they can't learn economics better. And I'll be one of your most valuable employees. And sure enough, he is. Anyway, this kid, he wasn't even required to go into his office for his internship. He interned at a downtown Chicago investment firm. But according to his friend Zach Kogan, he loved getting to know people, so he went in on his own. It took initiative. He wanted to meet people. He wanted to know them. So he gets on the train, and he catches a stray bullet that ends his life. Now, the cops are never going to find the person that shot him. He's just going to be one of these statistics. By the way, he's probably one of the only white dudes that got killed in Chicago because of gunfire. This guy says he was so incredibly caring. He was loyal. He was genuine. They said he loved to work hard for other people because he was so dang selfless. He never wanted people to thank him for what he did. He showed up on time. He was cordial. This dude was a stone cold racist. According to the left, he was diligent. He cared about people. Compassionate, showed up on time, understood his studies, took them seriously, believed in hard work. Holy cow, this guy was a grand master of the Ku Klux Klan. What else happened in Chicago? Shoot 'em up, bang, bang. This weekend it was relatively mild, only 36 people shot, 11 killed, but their aim is improving. Wow. And this is what we fight with Democrats. We can't, you know what's so frustrating? I mean, I'm chuckling at it because it's true. It's frustrating that you know what's going to happen every weekend all over this country. And yet, we got to defend the police because of the defund the police movement. We have to defend ourselves against critical race theory when we got a bunch of hooligans running around shooting each other. We got to defend ourselves against Black Lives Matter when we got a bunch of black hooligans running around shooting each other. We got to defend ourselves against Antifa, the very socialists who want to shut things down, when they're the ones intimidating businesses, entire cities. Chicago had an officer and two federal agents in a shootout over the weekend. Dangerous city, but number 71. And the reason I'm telling you this is because this is the futility of being a leftist. Let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to live in a highly concentrated area where the government is going to oppress you to such a degree that you feel hopeless. You don't even care if your vote counts or not. You lose all sense of personal pride. You lose your sense of self. They stick a mask on you. They tell you to lock yourself down. They make you follow arcane rules that you would never follow in a truly free society, and you do it. And they give you all kinds of lies and rationalizations to make you believe that you need to do it, and you do it. And then you get more and more upset. You have no coping mechanisms. And you're around crazy folks because they won't put anybody in a home. They won't put anybody away. No siree. Can't go stigmatizing these crazy people. So they're walking amongst you, pushing you in front of the subway as the train's coming down the track. I mean, it's crazy. Shooting you for no reason. I asked earlier, did you see the video of all these kids? I mean, I don't know what ages they were. Mostly black folks ripping and running up and down Chicago, just raising holy H-E double crooked socks. 61 people arrested. Look at the video. You can't even... If 61 people got arrested, you know hundreds, if not thousands, were involved in this. Those are only the worst of them. Chicago police officer and two Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents were shot in Chicago amid a rise in shootings in the city. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown told reporters at a press conference that the officer and two agents were working an undercover operation. The three were traveling in the same unmarked car and were shot while attempting to merge onto a freeway near the 22nd Chicago Police District headquarters. I'm just going to put this out there. I think they've been made. I think somebody's told somebody, those are the people that are undercover. How do you shoot three guys in a car getting onto the freeway unless it was staged, it was planned? I don't think the cops were talking smack, mean mugging some dude in a car and he decided to shoot him. I think they knew. And here's what else. Don't be surprised if you learn that somebody that's involved in law enforcement, probably a bureaucrat, is the one who tipped off the criminals. Remember that Oakland mayor who was telling people, the banditos, that ICE was coming? Immigration control, whatever they call it. I don't know, ICE. You know what I'm talking about. Remember this? A mayor of a city telling bad guys, dope dealers, drug dealers, here they come. This is where they come. Get out. Then strategizing to get them released from jail. So one of the ATF agents was hit in the hand. Another was hit in the side torso. And the Chicago police officer was hit in the back of the head. It was a grazed wound, Brown said. All three officers were hospitalized in stable condition. None of them, luckily, have life-threatening injuries. Brown noted that the Chicago officer is the 36th member of Chicago PD to be shot so far this year. Brown could not reveal whether police there to be believe there to be more than one suspect or multiple suspects, but they were not in custody at this point. And don't expect them to be. They won't be in custody. These guys are going to get away with it. And that's the report. That is the futility of leftism if you decide to accept that mission. I hope you don't. I hope you decide against it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.